Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. One week after 50 people were killed in attacks on two Christchurch mosques, people across New Zealand on Friday joined together in the Muslim call to prayer, followed by 2 minutes of silence. Thousands gathered at one of the affected mosques. The observance comes a day after the country's prime minister announced a ban on assault weapons. BBC News correspondent Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports from Christchurch.
Exactly a week after the attacks here, the Muslim call to prayer rang out across Hagley Park in Christchurch, just metres away from the Al-Noor Mosque. Then the whole of New Zealand stopped for 2 minutes to remember the 50 killed. An estimated 20,000 people filled the park, people of every religion and of none. Many women wore headscarves out of respect for their Muslim neighbours. The imam of the Al-Noor Mosque, Jamal Fuda, said a week ago he had been inside the mosque when the attacks began. Today, he said, standing in the same place, he looked out over a sea of thousands of faces of love and compassion.
Islamophobia is real. It's a targeted campaign to influence people to dehumanise and irrationally fear Muslims. Terrorism has no colour, has no race, and has no religion.
The Jewish community that suffered through the Tree of Life shootings in Pittsburgh is raising funds to send to families grieving from the mosque shootings in New Zealand.
Tree of Life board member Laurie Zitron-Eisenberg says the funds raised and messages of kindness from the Muslim community after the October massacre were some of the most meaningful. So now they need to do the same.
Christchurch is 9,000 miles from Pittsburgh, but I will tell you that this attack hit very close to home.
Some $10,000 were raised in less than 24 hours with a goal of at least $100,000. Joe DiStio for CBS News, Pittsburgh.
The Pew Research Center has analyzed American support for President Trump and finds white evangelical Protestants continue to overwhelmingly support the president, while other groups are more divided in their views of him.
Well, we've conducted 11 surveys since President Trump was inaugurated, and what the survey shows, what those data show, is that white evangelical Protestants remain firmly in the president's corner.
According to the Pew Research Center's Greg Smith, roughly 7 in 10 white evangelicals say they approve of the way President Trump is handling his job. Other faith groups are much less approving of Mr. Trump.
For example, among white mainline Protestants and also among white Catholics, it's closer to a 50-50 split. About half say they approve of the job President Trump is doing, the other half don't. And among some other groups, including those who say they have no religion, as well as among black Protestants, there's really very few people who express approval of the way the president is handling his job. Fewer than 1 in 5 black Protestants, for example, give President Trump positive marks for his handling of his job.
The little chapel at Lambert Airport that got shut down in December is being reopened in a new location.
This is Kevin Killeen. When the old chapel was shut down in December to make way for a food shop, it was a disappointment to chapel supervisor, the Reverend Roderick Burton.
It's sad that the Grinch has come and stolen Christmas and Hanukkah and other forms of faith.
But now, Burton says he is pleased. The airport kept its word and found a new space to serve Southwest passengers. It's a place with enough room for an altar, a bookshelf, and about a dozen chairs. Kevin Killeen, Radio 1120, KMOX.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.